This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, a community voice, together again, post-pandemic. How does a neighborhood-based community organization continue to fight and win when they can't meet? That was a question before thousands of community-based groups around the world during the global pandemic. Acorn's affiliate in New Orleans, a community voice, had to meet that challenge head-on and adapted the best they could. Many of their members were middle-aged or older, so the risks were real and ever-present. What could they do to stay active? ACV Acorns first tried Zoom calls. Internet access, unfortunately, in New Orleans, low to moderate income neighborhoods, is atrocious, ranking towards the bottom compared to other major U.S. cities. Zoom turned out to be a bridge too far for many of the members. Without good internet, they stumbled trying to get in. Even calling into Zoom didn't work well for many. The longtime head organizer, Beth Butler, was desperate to find a solution. After extensive research, she found a teleconference service, paradoxically called Uber, that fit the bill. It was inexpensive and allowed people to not only call in with a simple dial from their phones, but would remind people with a text before future calls. This would work. Throughout 2020 and into 2021, sometimes as many as 150 people would dial into the calls. Listening to many of the calls, it became clear people love them. They discussed issues, large and small, shared information, and basically connected with each other. Amazingly to me, they voted to have the calls every week. Their targets, politicians, and others also came on the calls because they also wanted to connect with these folks, who are also sometimes their constituents. Now, finally, there's a new development. For the first time since the pandemic, ACV Acorn used their annual Christmas party to come together in person. So there they were, 75 people at St. David's Recreation Room in the Lower Ninth Ward, together again, at least some of them. Were they happy? Mercy, yes. Many were dressed in red. Some had on Santa hats. One woman wore a tiara of Christmas lights, and they even turned on. There were tables piled with potluck food, chicken, bread pudding, spaghetti, macaroni, and more. There were speeches by members and guests. Awards and certificates were given out. Politicians came by and were delighted to be there. This is New Orleans, so a member's relative came to play the clarinet. One of the granddaughters, who is also a local backup singer, serenaded with some Christmas songs. There was singing, swaying, and foot stomping. It was amazing, and the best thing to see was how happy they all were to see each other with hugs and kisses. Don't get me wrong, though. Their Acorn DNA was also on display. One guest, a local environmentalist, suggested they contact the city about flooding, and one member after another broke in to explain why that was a losing tactic, and it took having an organization to get something done. Members would jump in quickly when any politician was trying to talk to set them right as well. Remember, these were their friends and allies in their fights, but even though they hadn't been meeting, they still knew what they wanted and how to get it. Are they going to keep doing these weekly calls? Oh, heck yes. There's no way the organization can stop them, given how popular and valuable they are to many of their members. Nonetheless, they finally are meeting together with their familiar repertoire and oh so happy to reopen that chapter of their organizational life together once again. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.